From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says it'll take a few years to defeat established Taliban and al-Qaeda forces in Afghanistan. Gates described the situation there as uneven.
My view, and I believe the view of most of our military commanders, is that we are looking at a mixed picture. In some parts of Afghanistan, the Taliban have clearly established a presence.
Gates says General Stanley McChrystal will soon release an assessment of the situation in Afghanistan, but he says McChrystal will not make a request for more troops. The American Civil Liberties Union wants the Pentagon to release information about who is being detained at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Human rights groups are calling the prison camp another Guantanamo. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The Obama administration is scheduled to close the Guantanamo prison 5 months from now. There are more than 200 detainees there. In contrast, there are more than 600 detainees at Bagram, and the administration is planning to expand that prison. Some people at Bagram are terrorism suspects from around the world, like those at Guantanamo. Others are Afghan warriors who were caught attacking American troops. A judge ruled in April that some Bagram detainees from outside Afghanistan can access American courts. The Obama administration is appealing that ruling. For human rights groups, one challenge is figuring out who is at Bagram. The Pentagon has told the ACLU it has a 12-page document with the relevant information, but they won't release it for national security reasons. The ACLU is now appealing that decision. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A series of wildfires are burning in California. One blaze in the Santa Cruz Mountains, about 40 miles south of San Jose, has resulted in mandatory evacuations. Bob Hensley of Capitol Public Radio has more.
Windswept flames over rugged, parched terrain are closing in on 1,000 homes in the community of Bonnie Doon, the site of a blaze that destroyed 11 structures last summer. Officials have ordered the residents to evacuate. Morgan Rankin refuses to leave her home of 40 years, but says she's ready to head for a shelter on a moment's notice.
I've got things packed from the fire last year in June, the files and things that you have to take when you leave, so I could get out in a hurry.
Two other wildfires north of Sacramento have forced residents of 30 homes to seek shelter elsewhere. And to the south in Santa Barbara County, more than 170 homes and ranches have been evacuated as a wildfire has expanded to 56 square miles. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The UN Security Council is voicing what it calls serious concern about the latest sentence of Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Suu Kyi has received another 18 months of house arrest after an intruder stayed at her home for 2 days in May. The intruder, American John Yedall, has been sentenced to 7 years of hard labor. This is NPR News. Cleveland Browns wide receiver Dante Stallworth has been suspended without pay for the 2009 season after pleading guilty to DUI manslaughter. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Bill Rice has more.
Back in March, 28-year-old Dante Stallworth struck and killed a pedestrian in Miami. 3 weeks later, Stallworth was arrested, and it was disclosed he had a blood alcohol level of 0.126, well above Florida's legal limit of 0.08. He was given a 30-day jail sentence followed by 2 years of house arrest, during which he is allowed to play football. He also reached a financial settlement with the family of the victim, Mario Reyes. Stallworth has been indefinitely suspended from the NFL since June. Now the league says he can return after the Super Bowl in January. In a letter to Stallworth explaining the decision, Commissioner Roger Goodell said the NFL and its players must, quote, live with the stain you've placed on their reputations. For NPR News, I'm Bill Rice in Cleveland.
The Philadelphia Eagles has signed Michael Vick to a 2-year deal less than a month after he was released from suspension. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he'll determine next year whether the one-time NFL star can be fully reinstated. Vick was suspended after pleading guilty to funding a dog-fighting operation. He recently completed an 18-month sentence. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is up 106 points, or 1%, to close at 10,623. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 36 points. The Nasdaq was up 10. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.